Steve Trull, of Franklin Matters Radio Show, number 675 in the series. This session of the radio show shares the brief ceremony held on Thursday, December 9, 2021, with Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito announcing the $2.2 million Mass Works grant awarded to Franklin. Town Administrator Jamie Helen serves as the Master of Ceremonies and provides the introduction to the speakers. The recording runs about 16 minutes, so let's listen in to the Mass Works grant ceremony of December 9, 2021.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for everybody attending today. I just want to welcome everybody to today's quick press conference awarding the town of Franklin $2.2 million in a Mass Works grant. This will be a transformative project for the town, including new pedestrian-friendly amenities, bike lanes, a new road, connections to the State Forest, the SNET Trail, and paving the way for new economic investment on Kenwood Circle, right up the street. I'm very lucky to serve as today's MC. I just want to quickly give an introduction to our distinguished guest. From the day they took office in 2015, the Baker-Polito administration has made partnering with cities and towns a huge priority and a top priority. Everything from the Community Compact Program, which we are a member as well, to monthly meetings with the local advisory council, spearheading the Municipal Modernization Act number one and two, and having just a strong local presence like today. It's just been exceptional leaders in working with cities and towns. Their efforts have helped transform cities and towns across the state and will undoubtedly be a cornerstone of the Baker-Polito legacy. So thank you very much for all of your hard work. And with that as a background, it's now my pleasure to introduce the Commonwealth and our Lieutenant Governor, Karen Polito. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. That's awesome. Getting up a trip of court. Well, good afternoon. I am so happy to be here with all of you in Franklin. I just want to start by saying thank you to Jamie, and I want to thank all of the Franklin public servants, all of you, from DPW to Town Hall, all of you, incredible service to this community, especially during such challenging times. I speak on behalf of the governor and our entire administration, how proud we are and how grateful we are for your work to keep people safe over the course of the last 22 months. Not easy, but so important that we did this work together. Thank you. While managing through a pandemic, you also did not lose sight of the importance of economic development in this community, and you kept all the wheels moving forward to make sure that the planning and the permitting would take place. I see planning board members here as well, and to make sure that projects like this would become a reality. Let me just back up a little bit, because Jamie did note about the work of our administration since day one. The very first executive order that Governor Baker signed was around the Community Compact, because we wanted to signal and take action immediately that we as a Commonwealth would be successful if each and every community of our Commonwealth would be successful. And therein lied the opportunity to strengthen the relationship, share resources, help you take your ideas, put them into plans, and help those plans not sit on a shelf, but literally become the action steps and the next steps for your community. We are in a place where that is something that you imagined and made come to fruition. And I just want to say congratulations to you, but also say thank you. Before the pandemic, certainly e-commerce was and is continuing to grow. Took the pandemic, but to just increase the magnitude of the way people consume, and more around logistics and warehouse and distribution is necessary. And it takes places like this here in Franklin to welcome and embrace this kind of facility that will allow that industry sector to continue to grow and be serviced. So a building like this is more than a building, right? It comes with jobs, it comes with more tax revenue to the community so that you can drive it right back into the good quality of services that you give here to the residents. So thank you for doing your part. I just left a community down in Uxbridge, Sutton, and Douglas that came together, building millions of square feet of facilities like this to also serve the industry. So you're all doing your part, and let me tell you, there's a lot more work to do and a lot more opportunity for our Commonwealth, especially with growing industry sectors like life sciences, biomanufacturing, clean tech, IT, advanced manufacturing, all of the things that we know are important as part of our innovation economy require good planning, good efficient processes around permitting, and good partners in the private sector, along with state and municipal dollars to make stuff like this happen. So this is a good news story. It just doesn't happen. It takes leadership, and that's something that you have an abundance of, and we are proud and honored to celebrate that with you. Now, in addition to one grant, you actually are getting three grants through our One Stop program. We learned as a state partner how to do things better with you. And it was a couple of years ago, I went on a little tour with Secretary Keneally and asked the business community, asked municipal leaders, how can we better serve you? And one of the things you said to us over and over was that you have resources and you have lots of grant programs, but they're at random times. And it takes a lot of time to apply to these grants. And sometimes at the end, we're disappointed because we put all that time and energy into a grant and we don't necessarily get the fruits of the reward. So we said, well, we can fix that. Why don't we put all of our economic development grants, MassWorks and others, into one-stop shopping for you, and preface that with an expression of interest, which kind of forces you as municipal leaders to come together as a team and prioritize the projects that are really important to you, and then apply once. And then we, as your economic development consultants, the state partner, we'll advise you around which projects are ready to go with construction dollars like this one, and which ones need a little bit more work, and we have grants for you there as well. And as Lieutenant Governor, I always said to my team, Jackie and others, just make sure these grant applicants don't leave empty-handed. There's always something that we can grant to get you started so that you can build on it and come back again for the construction dollars when you're ready. So it worked. It worked. $66 million in MassWorks grants hit a lot of communities, but not all of them. We had over $300 million in requests through the one-stop application process this past year. We were able to award $88 million to over 120 communities. More to do, but we're ready. And that's where ARPA comes into play. Federal government has infused billions of dollars into the state. Legislature is working through that process. We cannot wait to take those dollars and plug them right into economic development programs like the ones in the One Stop, workforce development, and economic development all across our Commonwealth. The next awards that are part of this involve community planning. So $75,000 will be awarded for you to complete a full zoning audit with substantial public engagement. Yahoo! Get ready. That's awesome. That's great. This will allow your community to understand where your opportunities are, to be engaged in the process, and to support you through the final development of your updated zoning. And I also want to thank you. One of the things we discovered during the pandemic was the food insecurity that does exist here in our Commonwealth, and more pronounced during the time of the pandemic, but also that we had a very disjointed food security delivery system. So one of the things we're able to do, not many silver linings from this last 22 months, but this was one of them. We were able to revolutionize and transform the way we procure and source local foods, package and deliver food to people that need help in our communities, and set up a food infrastructure grant program to help embed in our communities this system and better service to neighbors and people across the Commonwealth. You and Franklin are an amazing partner, and recently received an underutilized properties grant to convert one of your local buildings into a community food pantry to address social and health disparities. And I want to say thank you, especially during this holiday season, especially one that is very different than the one we were experiencing last year at this time. I am extremely grateful for the extraordinary work of people like you at the municipal level, and for seeing in a time of great uncertainty and in a great despair and sadness and death, the greatness of humanity in terms of what our emergency responders, our local officials, our public officials, all of the people that stood up and did the right things over the course of this year, literally just to keep each other safe, to keep our communities functioning, and to keep providing the services that are so critically important, especially to those that have a food insecurity. So a lot to be proud of. So I'm very happy to be here in this beautiful new building. I want to thank Paul Marcus, who I know because of the quality that he brings to development projects like this. And as a municipality, having a private sector partner who cares about getting something done right and delivering on his promise, we are grateful for that as well, especially at a time when supply chain and labor and cost to build is very uncertain and costs more. So we want to thank you for delivering on this one, the jobs and the opportunities for this community. And I look forward, Paul, to more projects in our future. Congratulations to all of you. And again, we are so grateful for your hard work, and we are so grateful for your successes. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Lieutenant Governor. Really quickly, to move the program along, I'm doing my best to stay on the time that the governor's office told me to do. I just want to recognize the planning board members here in the front. Greg, Bill, Rick, thank you so much. Former planning board members Joe and Tony, thank you very much. All of you have been instrumental in this project. Also the town councilors, Tom Mercer, Melanie Hamlin, Ted Cormier-Leger, and Kobe Frangillo right here in the front. And also thank you especially to the school committee members today, Al Charles, Dave McNeil, Dave Callanan, Megan Whitmore, and the superintendent, Sarah Hearn. We're trying to continue to build relationships and work together. So thank you very much to all of you for coming out to today's event. And finally, we would never have been able to do this without our incredible legislative delegation. Some of them were unable to attend today, but I really want to give a huge shout out to Senate President Karen Spilka. Dennis Giambetti is representing her office today. State Representative Jeff Roy is represented by Kobe Frangillo today. Again, this is the positive stuff the Lieutenant Governor just talked about in terms of working together. We're really doing tremendous things here in Franklin, and I cannot thank them enough for their advocacy over the last 2 years on this grant. So a huge round of applause for our legislators and local. And finally today, I want to introduce Paul Marcus, the CEO of Marcus Partners. Paul and I have just actually met each other for the first time this afternoon, but have become on direct dial with Josh Berman and Levi Riley from their office. Folks, this is the definition and the prime example of public-private partnerships. This is what it is the relationship between all of us and great corporate partners like these folks. And just to illustrate before Paul gets up here, they came in a couple years ago and they had an idea of this building. They bought up a couple properties and built this incredibly state-of-the-art beautiful building, which will house UPS on a 10-year lease. The relationship that all of us have had at the local level, including permitting groups, it's basic customer service, folks, is trying to work together and find ways to yes. And as a result, Marcus Partners is trying to expand their footprint in Franklin, which is great for the tax base here in Franklin, great for business, great for job creation. And we cannot thank you enough for you and your representatives, Paul, for all the hard work. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Paul Marcus, CEO and principal of Marcus Partners.
Thank you. I'll be quick. Being at the end is always important to be quick. One, I just want to thank the town of Franklin for hosting us. We understand we're in a lot of communities. This is a very important community for me for a lot of different reasons. My former head of construction, who died prematurely, lived in Franklin. I spent a lot of time down here with him, grew up in Franklin. So it's sort of a little emotional coming back a little bit in that way. But I just want to say that, you know, being in a town and doing the right thing from a corporate standpoint, we're a very big believer in public-private partnership. And we're here to try to, obviously, we want to invest in the community, but we also want to do the right thing by the community, do the right thing by the neighbors, do the right thing by everybody as best we can. We were a small part of this public-private partnership that I think exists, and I think that that's just what we try to do as we get involved in something. So thank you. Two, I want to thank the Lieutenant Governor and the Governor for just their focus. I mean, Karen has been steadfast, long-term, about thinking about, every time I ever sat with her was, all right, that's great, you're doing something in Boston. What are you doing around the state? What else are you going to do? Where are you going to go? So thank you for that. We're now involved in a lot of different communities and a lot of different places. And so that's important, having that steadfastness in sort of the State House is important for all of us as we keep going forward in today's world. So thank you for that. Lastly, you know, our goal is to invest further in the town. That's our long-term goal. We want to do it right. We want to do what the town wants and what we think makes sense together. It's getting more complicated as we go forward in today's economic environment. The costs, inflationary issues we were talking about earlier, all the pieces to make it work right, I think it's really important for that public-private partnership. So we really appreciate that from the town. We really feel like we're part of this and we want to try to continue to be part of what we're doing here, and thank you. So.
Only a minute to spare. We're going to go out with a bang. I just want to thank everybody for attending today. A special shout out to the Franklin DPW. There's a lot of yellow coats around. Brutus Cantareggi, director, thank you for all of your leadership and listening to me completely bully you into applying for this grant. And a special shout out to Mike Maglio, our town engineer, for his incredible work. There's so much work that goes on behind the scenes. And Mike is one of the most important cogs in that wheel for the town. So Mike Maglio and Brutus and DPW, thank you so much for everything. And with that, they said you had a 1:15 stop. We're at 1:12, so maybe a couple minutes on the way out, and hopefully everybody will have an opportunity to say hi to the Lieutenant Governor. And again, thank you so much for attending today's conference. Take that.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.